2 Radio. I'm your host, Jackie Campbell, and it's my absolute pleasure to interview each of our members so you can get to know them just that little bit better. Now, when it comes to business, it's nice to have someone in your corner who gets it. We've all got a plan to make money. So what better person could you have if you're in that stage of business than an accountant who's a business coach and a business broker? So then they can have a look at your books, help you make them better, and then sell the darn thing for you. Sounds perfect. And not only that, she's a content writer who can even write the advertisement. What more could we ask for? I am joined today by Alex from Boss Business Coaching. Welcome.
What an introduction. Thank you so much for having me today. I'm really excited to have a chat and talk about my business and, you know, potentially help our District 32 members.
That sounds just like the perfect job. So isn't it just an awful lot of things to try and fit into a day?
Not really, because they're all relatable. So I think, you know, all those jobs have chosen me. It's just an evolution of my career, really. As I progressed, I was an accountant for over 17 years, and then I was approached to be a broker because of my expertise.
So always wanted to be an accountant?
No, actually, I wagged accounting in Year 12. That's a true story, okay? And I actually applied to be a receptionist, a really bad receptionist I was.
Really bad receptionist turns into someone who's qualified to sell my business?
Absolutely.
Oh, you have to tell us that story.
Well, it's true. I was the most horrible receptionist. I think I lost my job after 2 weeks. And I was sitting on the couch eating apple pie. This is a true story, watching Oprah Winfrey. And I got a call from this accounting practice in Netherlands. And they said, come in, have an interview. We've got a position as a trainee accountant, because I'd applied for a job as a receptionist again.
I was going to say, who knew who that got them to call you?
I did actually apply for a job there. And so they called me up and said, look, come in. And that's how it all started. So I believe, you know, this career did actually choose me. I started there and I loved it, actually. It was absolutely amazing. So I started working with some really good tax accountants in Netherlands. And then we moved over to Claremont at Sterling Partners. And then from there, I thought, well, I've done 3 years of tax accounting. I went off and obviously went to Curtin University and got my degree in accounting, or majored in accounting with a bachelor in commerce, and thought, you know what? It's time to go out into the commercial space. So I got a job with a fashion designer, Morrison. And
of course you did.
And so that was the start of my journey into the commercial sort of business world, away from, you know, tax accounting. And from there, you know, I really enjoyed that. I actually set up all their inventory and got to get really cheap clothing. That was really cool. And then they ended up opening stores up all over Australia. And then I thought, right, ready for my next challenge.
Right.
So I went into oil and gas.
Of course, because it's a natural progression from fashion to oil and gas.
Well, the thing about business that I love, it doesn't matter what you're doing or what you're selling. The concept of business is to make money, be efficient at what you do, and enjoy what you do. That's the way I look at it. So for me, there's no boundaries in business. We're all trying to do the same thing in business. So to me, you've got to be able to translate that in any industry. So I'm not scared of any industry, or because to me, it's another exciting thing to either learn or to apply your skills. So went into Transwood Worley Oil and Gas. That was working on all the Woodside projects. Did that for 2 years. And then I went to steel manufacturing.
There's kind of a synergy there.
Stay there for 6 years. I was the accountant for West Australia, South Australia, Northern Territory. So I got to travel quite a bit and did a lot of internal auditing, that kind of stuff. Again, really kind of worked on operations and accounting and what actually it takes to make a business successful. That was probably my most pivotal role. That's where I really learned we had to think outside the box. You know, how do you make more money? How do you become more efficient? And so that was really a really important part of my career, which really changed, I suppose, my mindset, which is probably the most important thing.
Interesting comment from an accountant.
Well, I think that's the thing. As accountants, we're necessarily meant to be inside the box. You know, there's the rule. Being in the commercial space as a commercial accountant, you really have to think outside the box, because you're finding solutions to problems or challenges in a business. So once you get into that space, you can never go back to tax accounting, because your just mind's different. It's just different. It's forever different. But I'm so grateful for both of those experiences, because being a tax accountant, You understand numbers, reporting, all the rest of it. So that's always critical, obviously.
Good recovery from not offending the tax accountants there.
Love accountants. I am an accountant, so I do love them. But then, you know, management accounting, going into that strategic operations point of business is where the exciting stuff really happens. Went into, mining and civil, working for NRW, and then went, you know what, love working for big business, but I want to go make a real difference. So I decided to open up my own practice, my own business, Boss Business Coaching. And now I take my big business skills and apply that to small business and SME. To me, there's a lot of joy in that because I love seeing people succeed. So I always say, your success is my business. And that's true. You know, anyone who meets me knows I'm absolutely passionate about seeing people succeed. And a lot of people, you know, drift through business. They kind of hope it's going to get better and, you know, do a bit here, do a bit there. But to me, it's all about applying yourself really strategically to get the most out of your business, because most business owners I meet are working long hours, not really getting the success or sales that they want, and sort of running sometimes their businesses in chaos. So it's a real joy to work with people and see their vision and their business actually turn into this really successful business that they've always wanted. I mean, we all start business, right? To be successful and work less, make more money. And usually it goes the other way. You end up having less money and working more.
So what was the reaction from your collected friends and family when you go, hey, I've got this really successful job, lots of experience, 17 years of working in big corporate clients, nice stable job, holiday pay, and long service leave and all the other cool things that go with, you know, having a real job. And you're going, you know what? I've got a plan. I'm going to throw all of that in a basket in the corner. I can go back.
Yeah.
And I'm going to start again all for myself.
Well, they all know that I'm a bit of a goer. So they know that I think everyone believed in me and supported me. So that was good. That was true, because I just make stuff happen. So I think no one ever doubted that I could make it work. So that's the truth. So, but in saying that, to me, being in an office behind a computer for 8 hours was like being in jail. Not that I've been in jail before, but, you know, it's like...
I was going to say, and...
No, and there is no... But you know what I mean? Like, it to me, it wasn't... While on the outside, it looked quite luxurious, you know, prestigious, blah, 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 you know, working with CEOs, CFOs, it wasn't all that it was cracked up to be in many ways. So for me, I just wanted to go and actually really enjoy what I do.
So you didn't feel that you're putting... friends, family, life and limit risk?
No, not at all. But in saying that, people around you, when they care about you, they support you. So I always felt well supported by my family and friends.
Or they fear for you, one of the two.
No, they really do. I'm quite lucky. I must say, I've always been well supported. You know, even colleagues now within my networks are so supportive, and I'm really thankful for that and grateful for that. And they're like my biggest champions. So, you know, I'm quite lucky. So I think if you've got that in business, it makes a huge difference, because being a business owner can be quite scary. It can be quite lonely at times. And it's nice to
That's why we network to find friends.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. You know, it absolutely is. It can be quite an isolating experience. And then start to network and talk to people. You go, oh, my God, they're going through the same things I'm going through. So there's that camaraderie. You know you're not alone. So, you know, there's a bit of stigmatism as well, you know, like being successful enough, or, oh, I'm not coping with my employees, those challenges that we all face, you know. So, yeah, networking is great for that, not only just for getting work and giving work, but also having, I guess, a support network, I think. And I think that's people that really understand, because if you're working in a job, you can't understand what it's like. Only another business owner truly understands the challenges and, I guess, the obstacles you face being a business owner.
I found that I used to have, in one of my other businesses, I used to have 17 staff.
Yeah.
And we all worked very closely together, and we were running restaurants and resort, you know, accommodation, et cetera, et cetera. And it was one of the loneliest jobs I have ever had. Because we were isolated, we were, you know, working remotely, and there was no one that I could turn around. I was surrounded by people all the time. Yeah. There was really no one I could turn around to go, oh my God, how the hell am I going to make payroll this week? Yeah. This such and such hasn't come in all. And you can't have those conversations. Or, you know what, I think perhaps sometimes we do our employees a disservice. We don't think we can have those conversations
when
we probably can.
Yeah.
But also, you don't want to scare your employees.
You want to have boundaries, right, too. So you just, it's also about having that whole persona of boss, being a boss. You don't want to to, I suppose you don't want to compromise yourself maybe even by having those discussions, but you are right. I mean, that is a perfect reflection of what many business owners experience. And then you talk to your family and friends and you'll get lots of advice.
None of them know what you're talking about.
None of them know. And most of the advice, while it's well-hearted, probably not going to do much for you. And I suppose that's why having a good support network, whether it's other like-minded business owners or a business coach, is really important, because you're getting someone who's got experience and the skills to actually help you.
So drawing on that 17 years worth of accounting, obviously multidisciplinary, different size organisations, et cetera, et cetera, you've now jumped in, run your own business and decided, hang on a minute, there's a better way to do this.
Yep.
Your fundamental, of course, is the accounting skills, which, to be honest, I believe should be the fundamental of any small business, whether you're an accountant or whether you're selling widgets 100%. Or gooseberries.
Well, you're doing it for money, right? There's a financial output of whatever you're doing, right?
You've got to get the numbers. Absolutely. You don't have to be necessarily an accountant, but you've got to understand what your business is doing.
100%. So like one of the programs that I run is the Change Your Business, Change Your Life in 90 Days. And the way we do that is, well, we also educate and empower business owners to understand business financials in that program. Because to me, everything you do must be measured, and you need to understand the consequences of each action that you take financially, like pricing. I mean, I come across business owners all the time that don't really factor the true cost when pricing a product or a service. And what happens is they wonder why their cash flow is, you know, unstable, or whether their sales, you know, their profits are down. It's because, you know, the fixed overheads are not incorporated into their pricing, and it should be. It really should.
Or they don't factor in what they need to eat.
Yeah, but
Why? As business owners, we're terrible. We pay ourselves with what's left over rather than factoring that into the cost of the goods we sell.
100%. Well, to me, you should always work on the provider. What is it that you want to earn in your business? And then create your business model to be able to achieve that for you.
No, that'll never catch on.
That's what should happen. What the reality is, you work your ass off, you put all your energy and effort into it, you get some good things happen, but you also get some bad things happen, and what happens is you end up with probably very little for yourself, and that's not what a business should be. A business should be able to stand on its own two feet, be able to pay the business owner a reasonable wage, and be able to do what it has to do efficiently. And smartly and strategically.
Oh, that sounds like, we're not just doing what we do now, we're doing having to be efficient, smart and strategic.
Absolutely. Well, it's the best use of your time, right? So, you know, the time is huge for a business owner. I mean, everyone, I'm so busy, I'm too busy, I can't, I'm busy. That's all I hear. So, you know, by not being efficient, by not being organized, you will be busy. So I think being a business owner and making money has to be hard. It doesn't have to be hard. It doesn't. You can make money easily if you're organized, if your strategy is right, if your marketing message is right. There's no question that, you know, you can actually have, as corny as it does sound, your dream business.
Some people, I guess, it's a case of what are you dreaming? Your dreams need to be realistic as well of what can be achieved. And in some sort of time frame.
Well, one of my clients, he's amazing. He's 73 years old, and he's selling electric bikes, the fastest electric bike. And he said, I want to sell 20 million in 1 year. I said, okay, that's a great goal, but that's
a goal which is sitting on a cloud. They're called dreams, yes.
And that's fantastic, but let's make this a viable goal that is actually going to happen. So, you know, I love people that dream big. Hey, you know, that's how all businesses do start, is through a dream and a vision, but it has to be commercialized.
So you reverse engineer $20 million a year. Or $20 million.
We're going to do it in two. It's fine. but we're making huge steps. That one client, I've organised national finance, so now people can go and borrow money to buy the bikes. We've removed the barrier to entry for that product. And you know what? Exciting things are really happening there. And we're going to get some really good goals kicked over the next 12 months, which he's now super excited about. And I love it when I speak to him now. All of his goals are really realistic. And it's fantastic. But it also helps him because he's not disappointed. Small, measurable goals that you achieve are far more, you know, satisfying than large goals that you're never going to get to.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's your accounting skills and your business financing applying into a coaching. So you're helping people to set their businesses up. Obviously, you've got a background there with the marketing that comes in and the copywriting and that whole skill set.
Well, it's a collective group of skills. So like you know, to me, if you get your strategy and your vision right and then you scale your business, going getting clients is quite easy. I think what people do, I meet them, they're like, I want to go get more customers. I'm like, yeah, okay, but you haven't done part A and part B.
And what are you selling them?
And you know, what are the services that you can offer? And then, you know, just talking to them, they go, well, actually, I can do this and I can do that. And all of a sudden, these two, three services are now, you know, six, seven. And all of a sudden, your potential for growth is now doubled. And so that's what I love doing. And then you're going and getting clients is quite easy once you know what you're doing, how you're doing it, and how you're going to service it. Because there's no point going and getting clients if you can't even service them properly. There's no point in getting one client when you can get three or four, because you've got this set of skills which can actually be split into three or four different products or services. So that's the critical part. Being focused and strategized is the key to success. The rest are just action items to get there.
I guess the money is just a way of keeping score.
It is. Well, you know, you've got to measure what you're doing. So, you know, if you're going to spend 40 hours a week, let's make some money, people. You know, let's make some money to live comfortably so you can go and travel and have holidays and, you know, not eat 2 minute noodles. You know, let's make it happen. But you can. You actually can. So why not? It's doable. It's achievable.
So you say, let's make it so. Okay, so when you've got the end goal in mind, which is the whole, you've got it organized, you've got your accounts, you've been coached, you've got clients, you've got whatever else, you can also help with, let's leave.
I'm done now. I want to go.
I'm done. I'm going on holiday.
Well, I think, you know, this is the one thing, like people need to create businesses that are eventually will become for sale. Like if you... You know, that's the purpose of a business. You know, there's a start and there's a finish.
How often do you see people don't actually start? They don't expect to be able to sell it. So, oh, okay, it's just something I do. I don't necessarily have a business. I have a place where I go to work. Yeah. And as a result, which I can make my own hours and I can leave what I want.
Yeah.
It's a different thing, isn't it?
It is. So that's when you're the business. So what you need to do is make the business an actual separate vehicle to you, the boss. That's the key. So you are just a person in that business. That's the way you've got to look at it. You can't be the whole business. That's smart, because if you could go and sell your business for 100, 200, 300,000, wouldn't that be satisfying than just having a job and providing yourself a wage in a business? So for me, I love working with business owners and going, right, I've got a guy who's just come to me now. He's retiring. He's 61 and he was told his business was worth $100,000. He thought that was great. I did the calculation. His business is actually worth $500,000. Now, approaching retirement age, $500,000 changes your life, right?
Absolutely.
So, I've worked with him for the last 12 months to get him out of the business, basically.
So there's a whole stack of processes. Once you decide, it's not just a case of putting your business up for sale.
Oh, no,
is it?
No.
You need to have procedures in place.
Planning again. Well, that's right. So you get procedures in place. You actually get the business automated so that it runs without you. And that's having staff engaged, systems and processes, and a vision and a strategy for the business that is separate to you. So that's what we've been doing. And we're going to be putting his business on the market over the next few months. And I'm super excited because he never thought he could get that. So that's cool. So I think there's so many, you know, it's actually getting the most out of your business, right? So not only getting it the most out of it while you're in it, but also getting the most out of it when you leave. It's smart business.
Because it's like effectively a small business owner's version of your long service leave or your golden handshake.
Well, it's just super. Well, I mean, I meet so many business owners that don't have super or don't pay themselves super. So the way I look at it, if you run your business smartly, your sale of your business becomes your super. It becomes that lump sum payment for all your hard work. I mean, if you're going to work hard, let's get rewarded. It's a concept, I know, but come on, you know, it's the truth.
To be honest, it is a bit out there.
It's a bit out there, people. Let's make some money when we're in the business and let's make some money when we leave. It is what you should be aiming for in business.
So if people need
this... No pressure.
If people need this energy that you're clearly throwing at the universe and they want that in their business and they need to... Even something, understand their books right through the hell's bells, I need to be out of here in 18 months' time.
I want to get out of here, that's true.
What's the best way they can get hold of you?
Well, there's a few ways. You can obviously go onto my website, which is www.bossbusinesscoaching.com.au. Obviously send me through an email through the contact inquiry form, or you can call me. All my contact details, I won't start spilling out my mobile number. Call me. All my details are on the website. I'm also on Facebook and Instagram. So, you know, my contact numbers are there. Give me a call. I do offer a 60-minute session for free to do a discovery session with your business and yourself to see what it is that you want and to see if I could see and to see if I could actually help you.
Peek into your soul and go, oh.
Well, you know, it's good just to have that conversation, you know, just to see what's actually available. Because sometimes as a business owner, sometimes you don't think there is solutions, you know. So just having that honest conversation with someone who does have the experience and the ability to help you can kind of just give you, one of my clients actually said, you've given me some hope.
Nice.
And you know, again, that's pretty cool.
Well, hope actually goes really well with your business because there's an acronym which goes with hope, which is helping other people excel.
Well, there you go. I love that. I might take that. Thank you.
You had credit at the first time. After that, it's yours.
No, it's true. And that's what, you know, you can make your business better. You can make your life better. So I always say, if you change your business and it's more profitable and you're enjoying it, guess what happens to your life? It becomes happier. There's a very fine line between those two, being a boss, right?
And that's the thing, is you don't want your business to be who you are. It's supposed to be what you do, but the two are definitely connected.
Absolutely. Because, you know, anyone who's not succeeding or is struggling, and that's okay too, because everyone in business does struggle. You know, I've also struggled. We've all struggled. That's okay. But it doesn't have to be forever. You can change it.
Right. So there you go. If you want to solve your forever, give you a call.
Yeah,
get hold
absolutely.
Of your website. Have a look at what's there. Reach out. Have a discussion.
Absolutely.
Coffee is always on the table.
Oh, well, I'm next to Lawley's Bakery on Stirling Highway. So if you like donuts and you like coffee, come past.
Come past. Yeah. Fantastic. Thanks
no
so
worries.
Much.
Thank you.
Thanks for joining us on District 32 Radio. If you'd like to know more, please head across to our website, district32.com.au.